I want you to explain what is a web bot.
Yeah, it is an interesting concept. Basically, I was operating my website, urbansurvival.com, that I started when I was finishing up a master's in business. It was a capstone project, and it focused a lot on long-wave economics. All of a sudden, in about June of 2001, I received an email from a group that identified itself initially only as a think tank located in the Pacific Northwest. And they proposed in an email that language shifts precede major events. In other words, the day-to-day speech that goes on the Internet somehow changes a little bit just before major events. And it can occur anywhere from one day to a year or longer before major events. And so this group said, look, we go through and we scan huge portions of the web. And based on language, they modeled lots of future events. It's sort of like the ability to view through time, not travel through time, but at least have some sense of what's coming in the future. And to make their point, I posted on my website around July 4th or 5th of 2001 a prediction they made that the world would experience a tipping point that would literally change how we live our lives forever. And that tipping point would happen in the next 45 to 60 days from when I made the posting. And this big event would have aspects of military and accident. They also provided some mapping coordinates that showed a sort of a cloud over, among other places, Las Vegas, Nevada. And curiously, as events turned out later, we know that that's about the time frame when the Al-Qaeda operatives were having their last party hurrah before going to New York and the East Coast to do the dirty deeds. So we didn't get, in that first run, the word terror or terrorist, because the webbot scanning of the Internet is based on a traveling dictionary. It's sort of like if you think of the search engines that go out and send robots out to index websites. The WebBot project operates roughly in the same way. It's just like Google goes out, sends out spiders to look at websites. So does the WebBot spidering portion of the project. The only difference is it carries a dictionary with it. The dictionary looks for keywords, and when they find something of interest, they'll take about a half a page snip of information and email it off to a T3 that Cliff at halfpasthuman.com and his assistant Igor keep open strictly to receive these inbound messages. And then the language that they're specifically looking for will be based on a lexicon or a collection of words that they'll pick up from what they call a seeding website. For example, if they're going out to see what's the mindset of the powers that be, they'll take a very establishment website, say the Council on Foreign Relations. They'll take the language set from the Council on Foreign Relations website. They'll plug that in to make sure that the key concepts from that website are in the lexicon, and then they will send the spiders out. And so when they find language that's similar, they'll use that as a basis to help determine what's important, what's not. So these huge numbers of snips of web traffic come in. And in a typical WebBot run, 50 to 70 million pages of information comes in. And then Cliff has written some, this is now where we get into the secret sauce department. Cliff has written software in his favorite language, which is native C, Prolog, and perhaps a dash of scripting language, to read the text and to pull apart the text such that it can be manipulated as hexadecimal numbers. The numbers that come from the collection of words are then thrown up into a 3D model space that's built in IntelliCAD. And when those individual words are put up in sufficient density in model space, you can begin to see each dot being a word or a concept, and it's like having layers of scatter charts, such that if you picture a scatter chart on every face of a slice of bread through a loaf of bread, where you have collections of these data points, we call that an entity. Now, an entity is like the high-level stuff. An entity, for example, in model space might be Terra for Earth. And then under Terra, you'll have different second-layer importance information that are called aspects. And that means things like, let's say we're talking about the Terra or Earth entity. Weather is one of the most important pieces of that. And then under weather, we'll have attributes, which are that more fully describe weather. So we might find third-level attributes for the linguistics that reverse lookup to cold rain, sleet in summer, and so forth. And when the web bots are out scanning the Internet, they will go out and they'll hit news groups, they'll hit blog sites, they'll hit discussion forums and so forth, so that within the Terra entity, one of the things that pops up curiously and periodically is something called sun disease. Don't have any idea yet what sun disease is, but it will pop out of weird places like gardening groups, for example. People who are outside in the sunshine a lot will pick up a shift in their environment, and it will cause a very subtle change in how their language is used. And it's the subtle change of language that allows the web bots to make some predictive calls, seemingly predictive calls anyway, about what's going to happen in the future.